It's John Holmberg here, shilling away for the people I sleep with at Tuft and Needle. Oh, my goodness. I went over to the Tuft and Needle store on Scottsdale and Thomas and laid down on their brand new hybrid mattress. Now, I've got the Mint mattress at my house, and I sleep like a baby that doesn't cry, and obviously a very sleepy baby, but a baby nonetheless, just deep, super sleep. I wake up so rested. Got on the hybrid, and I said, okay, next level of comfort. I bought the hybrid immediately. It's a perfect combination of the coils and the foam that Tuft & Needle has kind of reinvented. This mattress is amazing. Then I got the adjustable bed frame under me, and I'm like, okay, I want this too. I'm redoing the whole bedroom because all their new stuff is so amazing. Not to say their old stuff isn't equally as amazing. Plus, I got the pillows, the sheets, this thing called the pouch, which is a reinvention of the beanbag. You got to go down there and check all this stuff out. Go over to Tuft & Needle, Scottsdale and Thomas Roads, or in Gilbert at Gilbert Heritage Marketplace, and sleep with me at Tuft & Needle.
This man needs medical attention.
Holmberg's morning sickness.
The old method of treatment for a person in this condition was to throw him in jail.
Wow, it's a lot soft.
Right, and it's important that we put our hands straight in so we can pull it straight out, that we don't get it caught.
You show the technique.
Well, you just shove it in.
Is that right?
There you go. Perfect.
The clever editing is, I got to hand it to Toledo. He did a nice job getting rid of anything that could have made that an actual conversation. But your childlike sexual noises are unbeatable. Unbeatable. More, I'm looking at this Wendy Williams thing you brought up a little bit ago about she's done.
Oh, well, it tried to make it all go away.
Yeah.
Yesterday.
She, I didn't even know.
Yeah.
She's done. Like anybody else does something similar. She's not a big enough celebrity to pull this off. This is attacking someone's facial deformity. This is like making fun of a burn victim. This isn't a cut he got drinking with a broken glass. His Joaquin Phoenix's face is cleft.
Did you listen to the we should play it.
Yeah, we should. Rich, get it. Toledo.
It's on.
I haven't heard
TMZ
it yet.
TMZ has it.
But her whole show, I still don't get the Wendy Williams thing. Her whole show is based on making fun of people during hot topics. I watch it because I don't get it. I like to watch things that are foreign to me like this. Like, why is this? She's celebrating 10 years on what? And then she's just like, you can't make fun. And you make fun of her, she breaks down in tears. Stern went after her because she started to mouth off about him and he attacked her. And her whole life fell apart. Like, I can't believe you would do. He called her the C word. And he was right. But he was like, you know, don't come after me.
And then the only
time. After all he'd done for her. And it, but the times that people have made fun of her, she's, you know, she makes fun of people like, you know, her husband ain't exactly being Mr. Loyal.
Yeah.
I was like, well, let's talk about your divorce. Oh, no, you don't do that. I get upset when that happens. It's like, well, you're off limits? But this thing
when he shaves off his mustache, he's got a hairline fracture. He's got one of those, what do you call it? Cleft lip.
Yep.
Cleft palate.
Yep.
He's got this.
Yeah.
He's got this.
Uh-huh.
No, I find it to be very attractive. Anyway, but back to you, bachelor chicks. All I'm saying is you hike it up and you sex it up a little bit. And by the way,
the crowd enjoyed
Juliana
it.
Juliana Rancic, I thought you looked spectacular on the red carpet.
Did they? No, I don't. Did she go further? Because she starts doing the talk
no,
thing.
No,
that's
all. Oh, that's
all
it?
She did.
Oh, okay. Just
well, the picture,
right
the still picture is horrible. Maybe it's not as bad as they're making out then. Because the still picture, I'm like,
right
if she's doing how they talk too, but there is an online petition I've noticed since I Googled it. That's all she said? Because they're making them much bigger. That's the first time I've seen it.
And she came out immediately. I mean, well, not immediately, but I think after the show. I don't know, but she apologized.
Yeah. A picture tells a thousand stories because her frozen with the face up thing and then the headline saying, Wendy Williams makes fun of Joaquin Phoenix's hair lip, and she's got her finger up there pulling it up. And like,
she was looking for hair lip, and
she couldn't
she
say it's a hairline.
She didn't want to say it.
Yeah, it's uncomfortable.
So
but that's not
her
as bad
falling
as
down. Did they finally? Is that why she has a chair now?
Oh no, she's always done hot topics from her throne.
Has she? Oh, yeah. I thought she was always out, standing up.
She took a tumble that year when she got too hot. From her wig was too hot. But
one time, I think she was going through. One time after the faint.
Yeah,
I think episode.
Oh, her husband
and
all
then she would
life
do that
nightmare.
Hot topic thing.
Yeah.
And she was completely out of it.
Well, no, she's done
like,
a couple
it
of those.
Like she was
well, if you wear those 40-pound wigs and your head's going to start getting a little hot under those lights.
She also said she's going to donate to Operation Smile.
Yep.
Well, then
that was part of the apology. That's right.
Man, it doesn't mean she still didn't like think it was funny a day ago.
Right. She just guilted into it.
Yeah, a day ago she thought it was hilarious. Now she wants it stopped. I will stand in the corner until I figure out what I've done wrong. You punish yourself and then tell everybody how contrite you are.
To the cleft community. Not sure they want to be known as that,
do
they?
No, I'll be honest with you. The Wendy Williams cleft community, that's going to be like ducks crossing. I mean, let's be honest, cleft palate people, it's no fault of your own, but a group of you in the same room is going to be quite a nasal experience for the ears. I don't necessarily want to hear a bunch in the same space.
They're not nasally. They just have cleft palate.
Sure. Yeah, gets up there a little bit. It's not a bad thing, but a whole gaggle of them? Forget about it. Well, it's like a room of bald guys. I'm not going to go to that either.
Physiological thing.
Well, yeah, sure, but I'm just saying. You don't want to hear it.
Mark Hansen, I grew up in elementary school. He had the cleft palate thing and the nasal part. Both nostrils were double squirt guns. He'd go straight to the drinking fountain. See, it was cool.
That's called lemonade out of lemonade.
Double squirt guns?
Yeah, it splits your skull.
Yes. So there's a direct.
So you got two holes that shouldn't be. It splits you. I mean, cleft palate's no joke. And it can go all the way back the whole roof line of your mouth and it splits you. And that's why you get like a sewn up scar there is because your face was.
Now they have it down pretty good where it completely.
I don't know. I've seen a few. Well, maybe in America, but I've seen some of them third world
cleft palates. Kids can get it early enough.
Anyway, Wendy, the picture, I will say that upon further review because what I was reading.
So you think the picture is worse than what
I think the picture with the words Wendy Williams attacks people with cleft palates.
It's not good, but.
Looks terrible. You watch it and you're like, she mentioned his cleft palate and then said she was attracted to it. It was, but they're talking about firing her stuff. And I thought from what I just read, she's finished.
Done.
But after seeing it, I'm like, this is a get over it offense. I still don't get Wendy Williams, but this is something where it's like, let's not get too crazy. But in the world of outrage, if you ever went on TV and said Wendy Williams' nose looks like this, bye forever and ever. So, physical deformity, maybe, but I think you can get over it. I think there's certain areas, like if you just smashed your finger on your nose and said, I think Wendy Williams looks like this. And people are like, what are you doing? And you can't do that, you know? You just can't make fun of people that way. But I don't think she was really, I don't think it was that mean. It didn't seem mean. It seemed unnecessary to bring up the fact that he's got a cleft palate. It sounded like she didn't know what they were. And then somebody afterwards said, I can't believe you did that. And then explained it to her. And she's like, oh, my God, is there a charity? Yeah, we'll give money to that. Because
exactly.
That's kind of how that all went down.
He cut himself at a young age.
Anyway, she called it a hairline. So I think she thinks fracture. He broke his face and then there was a scar. And by the way, also, don't make fun of the guy who's that good at being the Joker.
Yeah.
I don't trust that he's normal in any
or
regard.
Or people who have identified with that movie.
Even Callan, when he was talking to us, he goes, did you hang out with him? He goes, why? So I could smoke cigarettes all day and be a jerk? He wasn't a big fan, but he didn't make fun of his deformities.
He just made the point. The guy came in here to do the show, to do his thing.
He made a point. He made the point that this dude was impossible.
Yeah.
And that was the point he was making. Which was that he's intolerable.
It is the Joker the whole time.
I did not hang out with him. He was horrible. And he smoked the entire time. So, yeah. But wow, that's crazy. Another thing that's going crazy right now, especially that I love, is how college football is such a disastrous joke in itself. But the thing that happened the other night when Odell Beckham Jr., OBJ, at the end of LSU beating Clemson for the championship, started to just hand the players cash.
Went down to the clubhouse.
And he's making it. They got cameras. He's like, here you go. And he's just making it rain. And the LSU players' hands are out. And he's dropping what looked to be 20s. I didn't see. But I don't think they were big hundreds. But I think they were $20 bills. And he's giving them a few at a time. And he's just reaching in, getting into this pile of money. Well, they were worried because college kids can't have money from an outside, especially a booster or an alum, so it was bad. And there he is on the sidelines on national TV and then all over the internet just handing cash to the players. Joe Burrow's one of them, the star quarterback.
Yeah.
He gets them. And they said, well, then they came out immediately, like, oh, it was funny money. He didn't have real cash.
We think it might be fake money.
Initial one was it's fake money. It's fake. Well, it turns out now she was like, maybe there was some real money mixed in. And Joe Burrow, Whitey, oh, no, he was handing out real cash. I got some of it.
I got loads of it. It was all real.
And what do I care? Because yeah. I'm no well, longer a player.
Well, beyond that, it's still what black people say about us. We tattle.
Yeah.
Whitey went on saying, sure it was money. Of course it was. OBJ's got loads of it. Why would it make sense to anyone that Odell Beckham Jr. brought hundreds of dollars of Monopoly money to go down and fake pay all the players because that would have been fun for him? The team just won the national championship. They don't want to sit and go, wow, Odell Beckham's joke is my highlight of the night. They wanted the real cash, and he was handing it out. So the fragile nature of college is you can't pay the players. So when they do, their excuse was, it was fake money. It was fun. It was a fun little gag. We did fake money and candy, and it was like a pinata.
Did you see the other controversy in the Victor's locker room that night?
Now what?
Smoking cigars, and a policeman, because apparently it's illegal if you're under 21, said that I'm going to arrest you if you keep smoking that cigar.
Oh, I heard
Burrow
it was
thought he was joking.
Yeah, I heard it was illegal inside the Superdome.
Oh, maybe
like I can see smoke that. You're
inside
not allowed to
the
smoke
deal. So he's like, you put that out. Yeah, I didn't know that had blown up, too.
So
and then Wendy Williams went by and started to go, mur, 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 to the guy with the cleft palate. You're like, my God, this is the whole – but, yeah, it's pretty funny how it's all going down. But yeah, that's – it's real money.
And like I said, as of 16 hours ago, there's still a release at LSU.
Right. Well, their first one –
checking. It's still –
the first one was it was fake. Now they're saying we acknowledge that he may have given cash. That's acknowledging nothing. That's acknowledging a thought. He may have given real cash to the players. He may have been handing out real money. Initially, they said it was a joke. The bills were fake bills. Stop it. I carry hundreds of dollars in phony money for jokes. All National Football League wide receivers have a wacky time with money. You know we don't show it off. It's not like he wears a gigantic watch on the field with a $300,000 necklace. He's not showy. The money's fake, please. Yeah. So then now they're like, well, yeah, that was money. And now LSU can't be a team anymore. And Clemson might be national champions after all if this gets any uglier. They have to show all these kids giving back the money on a YouTube video. Here you go.
All Joe has to do is say, I borrowed the money.
You can't do that.
OBJ and I'm going to pay him back.
Yeah.
No.
There's proof that I paid him back.
Well,
you only get one game.
You're not getting – if you borrowed
a couple of games.
Look, then everyone ever would be like – Reggie Bush would say, I borrowed the car and the $100,000 and the house they gave my mom, and I was going to give it back. You're not allowed to borrow anything. Yeah, the college football system's a joke. Hilarious. And the third thing I wanted to bring up, Dale, our former friend Dale Hellestray, who I had beers with watching football on Saturday, and he's doing that show over there with Bruce Jacobs, who I think is great, and they got their show. We've called him the last couple weeks, goofing around, once as Bruce Jacobs and one time before as Jerry Jones before the holiday. And so I get a text from Dale yesterday. So tomorrow, can you call as Shaquille O'Neal, Johnny? I'm like, are you doing request bits now? Well, yeah, about 9:30 we figured you'd pop over, call in Shaquille O'Neal.
Real big listening time
talking
for us
about how great Devin Booker is, just to drive Bruce nuts. I'm like, Dale, A, don't write funny bits for me. That we're right out right away. I'm offended. B,
that
no
would be
request
great, word for word.
Like this is not me doing this for you. I'm doing it to make fun of you. I called to goof on you. Not be, and they're getting too big a kick out of me calling them and making their show better. So we need to call again.
So we're doing it,
but not as Shaquille O'Neal.
As Mad Dog Russo!
No, I don't know what they're doing, but now we should just call and tell them that I'll never call their show again. I might just call as me to tell them no. Dale can't make requests. This is a as-needed situation that I'll call your show. Dale cannot be the one that says, I need this, by 9:30. No, Dale. And I hope he's just rubbing his little gigantic paws together going, we got Shaquille O'Neal calling
at
9:30.
Hopefully he's teasing it.
Yeah, I hope he is. Because I told him, I'm like, yeah, we'll see.
Not hey, so guys, it's Shaquille O'Neal.
You do it. That's what
there
Brady
we go, yes.
Shaq's got a cold. There it is. Brady's calling.
How y'all doing?
Brady's calling us Shaq Daddy to the Dale Show because of requests. That's it. Why don't you give me a call? Why don't you ringle-tingle me about 930 and do a little Shaq Daddy for me? look, Chief, but you get a writing staff in a show that doesn't need me to do your bits. I was doing that because I was making fun. I'm kicking a buddy. Now he wants me to, now he's writing. Anyway, so yeah, we're going to call him as Shaquille O'Neal, but it's Brady.
Cory Booker is amazing.
He's the best shooter the Suns have.
There you go. Don't make fun of people with cleft palates. But also, if there's more than three in one room, just get out of there. It's going to get weird sounding. It's 98 KUPD.
Arizona's most powerful, powerful rock radio station. 98 KUPD.